This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I love this story. It's one of the stories that I have trouble telling. There's stories that get to me, and this is one of them when I've told it. It's told by Ernest Gordon, who was a prisoner of war during World War II in the Pacific. He was held by the Japanese for a number of months in the South Pacific. He writes in his book, Through the Valley of the Kwai, that they were freed from their prison and they were on a train. This was as the war ended in the Pacific. We found ourselves on the same railroad track with several carloads of wounded after we were freed from the Kwai prison camp. There were Japanese wounded soldiers that were in another carload with them on the same track. He says this about the Japanese prisoners. These unfortunates were on their own without medical care. No longer fit for action in Burma, they had been packed into railway cars, which were being returned to Bangkok. They were in a shocking state. I have never seen people filthier. Uniforms were encrusted with mud and blood. Their wounds were sorely inflamed with infection, crawling with maggots. The maggots, however, probably prevented gangrene, if you can believe that. It was apparent why the Japanese soldiers were so cruel to their prisoners. If they didn't care for their own, why should they care for us? The wounded Japanese soldiers looked at us forlornly as they sat with their heads resting against their carriages, waiting for death. They had been discarded as expendable, the refuse of war. They were the enemy. They were more defeated than we had ever been as prisoners. Without a word, most of the officers in my section unbuckled their packs, took out part of their ration and a rag or two, and with water canteens in hand, went over to the Japanese train cars. Our guards tried to prevent it by saying, "Don't go, don't go," but we ignored them and knelt down by the enemy to give water and food to clean and bind up their wounds. Grateful cries of "Arigato," thank you, followed us when we left. I regarded my comrades with wonder. 18 months ago, they would have joined readily in the destruction of our captors as they had fallen into our hands. Now these same officers were dressing the enemy's wounds. We had experienced a moment of grace there in those blood-stained railway cars. God had broken through the barriers of our prejudice and had given us the will to obey his command, "Thou shalt love, thou shalt forgive." Those men experienced grace not by receiving it, by giving it. I'm not asking you to forgive somebody who held you captive in a prison camp during the war. I'm not asking you to forgive someone or show grace to someone who mistreated you in a prison situation. I'm saying, can you forgive somebody in your own family? Can you forgive somebody you work with? That's the question in your life and in my life. I have found that people go their whole lives refusing to forgive a person, a family, a church, a college. Got a letter this week from somebody in another state telling me about their daughter's bad feelings toward her college that she will carry with her all her life. Well, at some point, she's going to have to come to terms with that and say, "I forgive my college that I went to years ago." Some of you may have bad feelings toward a high school or toward a college. And those are things that people never think of you. Some of us have never experienced the grace of God for this reason. We've never given it to anybody. We've never extended the mercy, and then we complain, "What's God ever done for me? What's he ever done in my life?" You see, here's the lesson. To find mercy, show it. To find mercy, show it. To find grace, give it. To experience love, demonstrate it and give it, and you will find it. Well, is there anybody in your life that you would like to hear this message? Probably there is. You can go to our website. It's crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message or share this message again with someone else. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.